morning. I'd like to begin the Upper District Board of Directors meeting this June 5th at 10 a.m.-ish. At this time, we'll go to item number one for Pledge of Allegiance. And Mr. Johnson, would you lead us in our pledge of allegiance?
I would be happy to. Please place your hand over your heart and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Go to item number two, which is a roll call of the Board of Directors. Let the record reflect that all members are present. Go to item number three, which is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved and then seconded by Contreras. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, passes 5-0. We'll go to item number four, which is a public hearing regarding proposed reauthorization of a water availability standby charge for fiscal year 2019 and 20. And I have a couple of comments.
Just follow this?
Yeah, just follow the script.
Okay. So at this time, we'll open up the public hearing. And as chair, I declare the public hearing open regarding the proposed reauthorization of the water availability standby charge for fiscal year 2019-20. At this time, I'd like to call Mr. Mark Risco from Wildan Financial Services to present, or is present to answer any questions that we may have. We'll get it. To date, there has been no written comments that we received, and we'll now accept comments from the public. So anyone wishing to speak before the Board of Directors at this time regarding this public hearing may do so. Anybody wishing to speak at this time? Seeing and hearing none. Then does the Board have any questions on this item?
Oh, yeah. Not a question, but a comment. It's sad, but it needs to be done. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I used to have a professor who used to say, too bad, so sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll use your comments instead. let's see. We'll go. No other comments or questions. And then if that's the case, then I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. So we are closed. And then I want to thank anyone who has made any comments or any previous comments as well. Do we have? Okay. Then we'll go to item number five, back to our regular meeting. Item number six, public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the Board of Directors at this time on any items that are related to the agenda? Seeing none, then we'll go to item number seven, which is committee reports. There are two in our packet. Water policy and administrative and finance, those reports are in the packet. Does any chair wish to add any further comments to those reports? None, then we'll go to item number eight. Anything that needs to be removed from the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's been a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none, passes 5-0. Go to item number 10, which is action discussion items.
Move item 10A.
Second.
10A is to adopt an ordinance number 19-1 imposing standby charges for fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2019. There is a motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please.
Do we have a second on that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
A second. No discussion, please vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Passes 5-0. We'll go to item number 10B, which is also an adoption of the proposed budget and calendar year for the water rates and charges. Is there a motion there?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, please.
I don't know if we're in a hurry to get out of here. But can we get a summary of this, please, either from the general manager or from one of our staff members? I'm not in a hurry to get out of here.
We do have a brief presentation that we can present.
We could do that. That's fine.
As So Evelyn, I'll go through this if you don't mind, and then if I get above my head, I'll call you to bail me out. So go to the next slide. So Evelyn and staff have been working really hard since the beginning of the calendar year. This is the budget timeline. You know, we start this work in January. Actually, Blue and I work starts with completion of the audit in the prior year. We discussed preliminary program budgets with the committees in February. We had our first draft review in April. The final draft review was in May. I will say the Finance and Admin Committee meeting did not have a full committee, so this is coming to the board without the committee recommendation. And the last item, of course, is today, the consideration of the adoption. So there are a couple of adjustments from the prior version you saw. There's a couple of adjustments that were made to the budget. In talking with Kelly at Watermaster, we realized we were being a little too aggressive on our projections on water sales. We want to make sure we're not overly optimistic, and this is a more conservative number, so we reduced it from 50,000 acre feet to 38,000 acre feet. One of the reasons we did that is some of the producers have water in cyclic storage. So whatever the replenishment obligation is, you know, they have the option. They can use their cyclic storage water that they've already purchased from us in prior years, or they can buy new water. And we think some of that will be cyclic storage water that will be used. Won't be a sale for us in the next fiscal year, so we've adjusted that. And then we presumed that the board would take the action just completed to restore the standby charge to $10, and that's reflected in the budget you see before you. Next budget. So this is the net effect of those changes. Just overall, that adjustment, when we presented before, we were projecting a $1.4 million addition to our reserves, but because we were more conservative on the water sales, it's about a little over $500,000 addition to our reserves there on the bottom line. Next slide. Summary is $40 million, just under $40 million total uses of funds. 38,000 acre feet, representing about $31 million in water demand, water sales. Our net increase, I just mentioned this to the fund balance, is a little over $500,000. And we, of course, are not proposing any change to our water rate surcharge. Another highlight that's not mentioned there, and you can look at it on page 26 of the budget report, MWD has a readiness to serve chart. And historically, that has been funded from a standby property tax standby charge, very similar to the one the board just adopted, to pay for that RTS charge. This upcoming fiscal year will be the last fiscal year that property tax standby charge will cover the RTS, and in future years we'll start to see that added to our expenses, that incremental amount that's not covered by the standby charge. And you can see the detail of that on page 26 of the budget.
And I think that's an important point that you've made, Tom, that we now have to cover that.
Yeah, you go back one slide. Yeah, I think it is, and so that's reflected. That'll have to be taken into consideration as we do future evaluations of our surcharge. So I just want to point out our budget for 18-19 showed that we would be using about $2.7 million of reserves. A big component of that was we did anticipate at this time last year that we would be moving forward with the IRRP project. Since we are not moving forward, there's a significant reduction in our capital expenditures. And so if you look at that bottom line, net change to fund balances, our projection for this current fiscal year is not a use of funds of 2.7, but an addition of funds, increase in reserves of 1.2. So the one factor is the reduction in capital expenditures that were anticipated. The other significant factor is we sold a lot more water last year, in the current fiscal year, than we had anticipated in the budget. And that increased water sales is continuing into the next fiscal year as well. So you can see in 2018, our cash and investment reserves increased. And you might ask, well, why did it go, after what I just said, why did it go down in 2019? Well, that's because we put $4 million of that money into water in the ground. And so if you add the water in the ground, our current reserves are about, Evelyn, $18 million. Including water in the ground. And you can see the trend that we're forecasting as that continues to grow. We have not shown in this budget anticipated expenditures for a new building, so I want the board to keep that in mind when you're looking at the reserve balance. $18 million, you know, I'm not sure how, and I don't want to use this pun too much, but the liquid cash in the ground, the liquid reserves, how quickly we would be able to sell those, but based on our budget projections for the building, we have sufficient funds in reserves to implement the building project and still far exceed our minimum emergency reserve. Lastly, this is a chart, this has not changed. You see our $103 surcharge has remained consistent. There are the increases in the MWD rates, and Evelyn has shown in those boxes the net effect. This is, with our surcharge added, the net increase on the various classes of service from MWD on our wire rate. The biggest one for of course, the basin is the full service untreated tier one, about a 2.8, almost a 3% increase. That is not a surprise, that's what was planned. MWD had adopted this 2 years ago, so this is consistent with the past projections. And I think that's it.
Call for the question.
You can't call the question until
We have a question over here. Go ahead.
Yes, you had mentioned that the IRRP was going to be implemented, and then we decided it was not going to be. And what's the reasons behind that?
Okay, so I did forget, Director Santana, that you were not on the board when we had that discussion. The IRRP, Big Recycle Water Recharge Project, for many, many years, and it became apparent that there was not sufficient wastewater to recycle water left available from the sanitation district to make that big of a project cost effective. So that's been put on the table. We're going to wait and see. There might be some opportunities down the road, but for the time being, it did not make sense to implement that project.
Thank you.
And we made that decision last fall, just before you were elected to the board.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? We'll call for the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? Hearing no opposition, passes 5-0. Go to item number 10C, which is approved financial audit services for fiscal year 2018-19 and through 2020-21.
Mr. President, just a quick comment on this.
Yes.
We have had the same audit firm for 12 years. While they have switched audit partners per the recommendations of the accountant for it, what's the organization? Yeah. So they've changed partners, which is appropriate. But we felt, staff felt that it was time that we looked at other firms. You do want to switch firms occasionally. And so we did not invite them back to propose. So we went through a selection process. Evelyn and I sat down, reviewed those, and have a recommendation to retain the services of
Rogers Anderson. That way? Yeah. That's them. That's good.
Rogers Anderson.
Okay, so we had Vasquez Associates last time for the last 12 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what we're doing?
Move approval.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to retain some new auditors for our agency. Any other questions? Hearing none, then all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing no opposition, it passes 5-0. Go to number 10D, which is preparation of the updated 2019 IRP plan. So, is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any questions? Hearing no questions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Passes 5-0. Go to 10E, which is nominations of the ACWA Region 8 Board for the 2020-21 term. Is there any recommendations there?
Mr. President, I recommend Tony Patel.
Second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Hearing none, then I'll take that as, can you make a motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay, so it's been moved, and
second.
We'll take a second to nominate Dr. Tony Fellows to this position. And for the nomination, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Passes 5-0.
Thank you very much.
Be accepted.
No.
He's been forced to.
He has to say so.
Why, I have to be nominated. Thank you.
So may I ask what the process is from here on out then?
Well, I have that seat right now. It's just, it goes, Patty, what's the next process?
So we will submit the resolution by the end of this month, and then the elections will take place in August, and then from there, usually it's a slate, so in the past it's always been the same incumbents that ask for these positions, and then all of that will be confirmed at the fall Aqua Conference in December.
Sounds good.
I may, I didn't ask, I didn't put in for a chairmanship, but I may put, if it's up to, I want to see if Gloria Gray wants to continue as vice chair or move up to chair, then I will make a bid to be vice chair.
That'll be excellent for our district and our region. We appreciate it. We'll go to item number 11, which is informational items, press releases, the newspaper articles that you may read at your leisure. We'll go to item number 12, which is our attorney's report. Sir?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just briefly, I'm sure I'll recall that in January, there was an effort by WRD, there's a stipulation between the parties for WRD to intervene into the Long Beach judgment as the plaintiff. That set of moving papers had its problems, had its issues. The judge pointed out a few of them. Paramount among them were the failure to include City of Compton, which was obviously a necessary party. We went back to the drawing board. We fixed the moving papers to the judge's satisfaction. We appeared in court last week. WRD, City of Compton, City of Long Beach, and Central Basin, and myself on behalf of this district. And the judge approved the motion, and so now WRD has intervened as the plaintiff in the Long Beach judgment. And that concludes my report.
Great. Any questions for our attorney? Then we'll go to item number 13, engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of items. Since we've been spreading water, I want to give you the most recent key well elevation first. It was measured on the 31st of May at 195.9, so almost 196. It increased 0.4 from the prior week and about 0.5 from the prior month, so we had a little bit of a low right there, but we're almost at 196 right now. It's about 15 feet higher than it was the same time last year, which represents about 120,000 acre feet in the basin, which is nice, more than we had last year. It now includes almost 190,000 acre feet of water and cyclic storage. We had talked before about the fact that 150 to 160, or we said at 165,000 acre feet in storage, imported water cyclic storage before, as being a lot of water in cyclic storage. Well, now we're at 190, so we've got a lot of imported water in the basin. It represents about 22 feet in this basin, so we would effectively be a lot lower if we didn't have that imported water. And that's through the work of Watermaster, Upper District, the producers, MWD Cooperation, to get that water in our basin, so it's all good. Cyclic storage accounts amount to producer accounts are about 70,000. MWD, which is for Upper District, and the RDA delivery, which is being held for the RDA delivery, about 60,000. And other cyclic storage, which is MWD regular account, Watermaster's account, plenty agencies, some of the other agencies, is about another 60,000. So that's where you're seeing the cyclic storage of the basin. That's a good thing. I'm going to report on deliveries this year at the end here. Combined storage in the canyon is about 73,000 acre feet right now, of which about 60, roughly a little over 60,000 is available for release and spreading in the basin. We're releasing water. They're releasing water right now at about 400 CFS. The plan right now, if you're not seeing water in the spreading grounds, the plan right now is working with the spreading committee and with LA County Department of Public Works. The plan is to release that water through most of the month. And run it down the river. We get about 200 to 250 CFS perk in our basin as it goes down the river if we bypass the spreading grounds where all our real percolation occurs. We do get percolation in the river, and the rest would go to Woodier Narrows and then be accounted for as deliveries of local water to the lower area under the Long Beach judgment. So that's just the arrangement that is made between trying to share local water deliveries, local water replenishment between the upper and lower area. Understanding that most of you know we have a credit of about 150, 160,000 acre feet and our deliveries under the Long Beach judgment right now.
Steve, if I could ask a question on that. So
sure.
In the current water year, we've also met the obligation, downstream obligation in the current year. Not only do we have a credit, but we've met the obligation in the current
year.
Yes,
this is going to be a big year, another year of credit. We haven't done the accounting yet. That's coming up toward the end. We do that toward the end of the year. We haven't done the accounting yet, but going back to some of the discussions I've had before on the Long Beach judgment, because of the way the Long Beach judgment is structured in the accounting, it's based, the lower area entitlement is based upon a prior 10 years of rainfall. And the prior 10 years of rainfall, we only have really one wet year. We have a lot of very dry years. We dropped off some wet years and added dry years, which reduced their entitlement. That's the amount they're entitled to get under the accounting. It reduced it from the on the order of 100 to 110,000 acre feet total deliveries between surface water and groundwater flow, which we measure. It reduced it from about 110,000 down into the 60 to 70,000 acre foot range. So their entitlement is very low. And then we come up with this particular year, which is a fairly wet year. I mean, it's not huge, but it's 130% of normal with fairly good runoff and replenishment. So we're going to see quite a bit of water, both on the surface and the ground, going to lower area with the entitlement being low, which will result in increasing our credit. That's our anticipation, yes.
Okay. All right.
And may I ask another question? Thank you, Mr. President. So the water behind Cogswell, San Gabriel, and Morris Dam.
Yes.
That's rainwater.
Yes. Everything back. That's all local water. Yes, absolutely.
So if that was to be released, will we get 200?
It is being released, and they're going to release it right now until they get it down to the minimum pool. It's being released. The way it's being released, because we're sharing it with lower area, I don't think we're going to reach 200. If it were all released to the spreading grounds in the Santa Fe spreading grounds there, I'm not sure we would. There's a chance we would reach it, because once we get communication with the actual spreading, the water on the surface, with the groundwater table, the key well really does rise pretty quickly after a couple of weeks. So if we could keep it full for 3 or 4 weeks at a time, it might go another 4 feet. But the reality of the distribution of that local water, our projection is that we probably won't reach 200 feet this year, because it's starting to slow down, and we don't have any water in the spreading grounds. And pumping's going to start to increase as we head into June and July. So our thought is we probably at this point won't reach 200, and then it will drop about, you know, through the summer and the fall. It'll probably drop somewhere between 8 and maybe 12 or 14 feet by the time we get to where we got rain again in October.
Mr. November. Chair, I know a past public comment, but it's a protective association. I'd be happy to give you a two-minute update on exactly where we're at with all that, because we had a meeting as late as last.
Oh, please do, yes. And your water master meeting this afternoon, right?
Yes.
So I'll be done by 2:30. I just wanted to clarify, because there are a couple of things that happen on the river, and it causes some confusion amongst the producers. The Protective Association holds the license to spread. They have the deal with the county to spread the water, and that deal reaches from the mountains to Seal Beach. So there's a balance trying to be made of equal distribution of that water on the river, and then you've got what Steve's an absolute expert on the river water, and record that, because that's the last time I'll say that, is the river water master, which stands alone from us. You all are the named party in the upper area. But so what happens, and what we're seeing happen in recent years, is there is this long-term accounting by which there's probably only three of us that have been around long enough in the area to remember. We actually had to pay water to the lower area when I first came into the business. We were paying an assessment to do that. Conditions were different. There wasn't as much hardscape on the valley up here. There were a lot of different factors that were happening at the time. So there's always been a caution to not dig into that credit, and always have it there, because it could turn around. We've seen years in my time of being with the Protective Association, I've seen it flip from a credit to a 45, I think Steve mentioned, 45,000, 50,000 acre foot in 1 year, balance the other way. But what we're seeing now with the storms that we have and the way the river operates, We used to operate on a 50-50 balance along the river, and in the long-term accounting, everything would work out. And we'd be close enough to have a little buffer on the credit. So we really didn't look at what the River Water Master was doing. We just spread the water how we could, where we could, and it would all equal out. I've had a group of the producers come to me, and they're absolutely right, and say, well, now this credit, for 15 years, we haven't seen it move a whole lot. So what we're going to start doing in the fall is to start talking to the lower area and say, look, we need to start taking that factor into account when we're talking about spreading water on the river. We need to take into account their permits down below. They have permits that some used to require a certain amount of water spread, local water spread, to maintain their accounts. So we're looking at ways to better manage that. But the two, they're not mutually exclusive, but they're not tied together with any kind of enforcement. So I've had a few people say to me this year, stop it. Just, you know, like I don't have that power, honestly. But, you know, don't let any water go below, because we have our needs here. But the Central Basin has their needs. Probably more legitimate, if you were going to make an argument, of course I'm a little biased, that we probably should keep a little up here. But like Steve said, even when we try to send it to them, a certain amount just makes it into our basin anyway. So I did want to make you aware of that, because I think some of the committee members are here that we're going to engage those folks going into the fall before we have, hopefully, winter storms to start spreading the natural.
Does that count for a water master meeting for us?
Yeah, you can put in for it.
Put it down.
Kelly does all the improvements. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, that was helpful. So just to finish up, so we pretty much covered the local water deliveries. Just as information on the current conditions, normally report on inflow into San Gabriel Canyon, how much water we still have coming in off the watershed. I think the last time we reported on the order of 200 to 250 CFS is dropping now. We're down to about 100 CFS coming in, which we expect. You know, the longer it flows in, the better, because we're filling our reservoirs and releasing that water. So that's still okay, and we're in June already, so we're still getting some inflow. During the month of May, the 4-city district did deliver about 3,000 acre-feet, mostly to Upper Canyon, the Canyon Basin areas. MWD did deliver their cyclic storage to USG3, delivered about almost 12,000 acre-feet. They delivered most of the month of May. What we did is coordinate the MWD delivery so that we could get it all into the spreading grounds. That's where you saw the water there. We didn't release any local water at that time because we didn't want to release more water down the river than the spreading grounds would take, and therefore we'd have to send water down the river. We don't want to lose any more local water than we had to. So we made sure all of the imported water we were paying for got into those spreading grounds, got delivered. Once that was done, then we started our releases. So that's when we started sharing the water. So that was coordination that Tony and Upper District does with MWD on the imported versus the local water. So, rainfall, there's nothing new on the rainfall. Puddingstone Dam for this season is about 130%, 131% of long-term average. So that's the basin, pretty much the basin floor. LA Civic Center through the month of May is about 125% of long-term normal. So it's been a pretty good year. It's not a great year. It's not one of our 35, 45-inch years for rainfall with a huge runoff. But because we've had some fairly average years behind us, we did get some pretty good runoff and replenishment. So we're doing pretty good. Water quality during May, we did test 57 wells under the Title 22 program. During April, 36 wells were sampled. We did not get any notices of wells shut down we didn't find any unusual violations, and we didn't get any notice of wells shut down due to water quality in the basin. Rassing, just so you have the information, I try to give you a recap of the amount of water been delivered this year since July 1st of 2018. So in the middle of the summer through where we are right now, I'll give you some real numbers and some estimates of what we think is going to happen through the end of the calendar year, December 31st. These are the information we know, and there's a little overlap between imported water and local water. So my staff gave this to me, and it confused the heck out of me. So I want to make sure that's clear. There's a little overlap. Month of May, we have information on imported water. We don't have information on local water. So we got a little cross up there. But anyway, from July 1st through May 31st for imported water deliveries, total water delivered to cyclic storage, a little over 50,000. Total water delivered under the RDA, almost 19,000. Total water delivered as replacement water, almost 7,000. So the total untreated imported water delivered from July 1st through May 31st is about 76,000 acre feet. So a lot of imported water. Total local water delivered, now that's only through April because we don't get those, we don't have May yet from the county. Total local water delivered from July 1st through the end of April is about 92,000 acre feet. So total right there is about 170,000 acre feet, a lot of water.
92,000.
Now from May 1st through December 31st, local water, now this is our estimate because we don't have the numbers yet, but this goes back one more month for all of May. We're expecting about 60,000 acre feet of local water to be delivered still to the basin. Imported water deliveries being scheduled, and these are estimates going forward. MWD, about 48,000. San Gabriel District, the Four City District, about 17,000 using their allocation that they're going to get under the State Water Project contract. Three Valleys, about 7,000. So total untreated water delivered still to come, about 72,000. So our estimates going forward, about 132,000. So for total deliveries between July 1st and the end of December, total deliveries to the basin, we're estimating on the order of close to 300,000 acre feet. So it's a lot of water. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Thank you. So kind of newbie questions, I guess.
Sure,
you call.
Perfect. Yeah.
You got the expert.
Yes. We talked about the entitlement. We talked about the 10-year. That's good. The entitlement of the water master, or what's that?
That is the entitlement under the River Water, Long Beach judgment. It's called the River Water Master.
River Water Master.
The River Water Master. And what that is, that was actually created before the main basin was actually adjudicated and the water rights were assigned in the main basin up here. Uh-huh. It was actually a lawsuit between the folks below Whittier Narrows, who have water systems down there, and the folks above, which is our basin. The folks below Whittier Narrows basically saw that the upper area was developing back in the 60s and starting to use more water. They were seeing the flow through the narrows to diminish. Mm-hmm. So they filed a legal action saying that we're entitled to a certain amount of water on the river. That legal action is called the Long Beach judgment. It was filed by several cities down in the lower area against some water agencies in the upper area. Ultimately, the upper district was named as a representative for all the water agencies up here in that adjudication. But when they filed that action, they ended up setting it aside, the action setting aside a court, and pretty much assigned an engineering team mm-hmm. to go in and try to solve that problem. So what they did while that action was still pending before the judge is they put together an engineering solution for it. And that's what's in the Long Beach judgment, is an engineering solution to calculate on an annual basis what the entitlement is going through the narrows to that lower area.
Gotcha.
And so that's where the 10 years comes in. That was done by these, and these guys, I will say, we've said it before, I think everybody here knows it. These guys that did this way before me, these guys were very, very smart guys. I mean, the stuff that they did, and this was back in the 60s, and we've looked at the work they've done and the estimate, that the way it's done on a long-term entitlement and how much water they've gotten, and it lines up with long-term rainfall. This stuff just keeps lining. It's amazing how well it lines up. So they did a fantastic, in engineering-wise, they did a fantastic job. But in addition to the annual accounting that we do annual accounting based upon their entitlement and how much they got, and then we add to our credit, or we reduce it, and there's a deficit, and we reduce to a deficit. As Tony mentioned, in the first 15, and there's a long-term accounting provision where you kind of true up after a certain period of time all your numbers. In the first long-term accounting, we actually resulted in the upper area owed lower area water, quite a bit of water. So it was sort of a wake-up call. We had to collect the money and then pay for them to buy imported water because they didn't get their entitlement. That was in the first year. So it was probably 65, it was 15 years to like 1980, roughly during that period. We've had several long-term accounting since then in addition to our annual accounting, and it's always been a very large credit. So things have changed as far as how much water gets down there, primarily because since that time, the area in our upper area has urbanized a lot. Mm-hmm. So when we do get rainfall, what we find is just more runoff. And when there's more runoff, more water heads down and ends up with lower area getting more water. So our prediction is we probably will never have a long-term deficit again. We've gotten three long-term accountings, and every time we've added to our credit. And like I mentioned, we're about 100 and 50,000-160,000 acre feet as a credit right now, and we should add to that again this year. So it's done on an annual basis, determine the entitlement through engineering calculations that were done, how much they're supposed to get based upon hydrologic conditions, determines what they're supposed to get. Then we do all of the measurements all year. We measure all the water that flows subsurface and surface to the lower area. We make all of our adjustments and we determine what they got. And once we determine what they got, we compare the two and then put it in the accounting. There's engineering representatives for the lower area, and I'm the representative from the upper area, and then an independent representative. So the three of us make up the Water Master. We have staff that puts all this together and then brings it to us. It's a technical Water Master, so we don't really do public meetings. It's a technical Water Master where we come together with the staff and establish what the end of the year annual accounting looks like, and then an annual report is written around that and submitted to the court, and then we move on to the next year. And we have those annual reports. If you ever like to look at an annual report, it's really good reading. If you ever want to look at the annual report, you're welcome to get on it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Steve, I know that was a long explanation, yep. But it seems to me a layman's term is this is like a divorce. You go to the judge.
Yep.
The judge assigns alimony. The entitlement
yep.
is the alimony payment.
Yep.
And it is based on how much money we make, which is rainfall. So
yep.
money is rainfall.
Yep.
The more rainfall we get, the more alimony payment we
yep.
have to make.
Except alimony is inside the income in the real world.
Fortunately, I wouldn't know.
Fortunately, I wouldn't know. Yes, okay.
Any other questions? Yeah. And then we'll conclude the engineer's report.
Yes.
Before you go,
yes.
I wanted to go back and go back to item 10A. We passed the ordinance 19-1 by voice vote, but it is recommended that we do this by roll call. So if we could revisit that item, and I'll call out the roll once again. Again, that's 10A, which is the adoption of ordinance number 19-1, imposing the standby charge for fiscal year commencing July 1st, 2019. So it's been approved, but we're going to go a roll call vote. So at this time, I'd like to call either aye or no. Director Santana?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And as chair, I vote aye. It passes 5-0. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Good, because I already filled out the form.
Thank you. To continue our agenda, we'll go back to the second part, which is item number 14, the general manager's report.
Yeah, a few items to highlight. You've got the written reports in front of you, and within that is a little discussion on the Solar Cup. Every one of our teams did receive an award. That's on page 4 of the general manager's report. Los Altos, Don Bosco Tech, Sierra Vista High School, and Mountain View High School all received awards. This year we have one additional entry. Last year we had 3, this year we had 4, and that's a good sign. It's a great education program, both on water and technology. Which I think no question we will continue to support. Steve, I had a couple of discussions on recharge, but I think that was covered in Steve's report. I want to recognize a few staff anniversaries. Priscilla Lou has been with the district 2 years as of a week ago. Ruben has been with us 13 years. Neither one of her here in the room. And then somebody has been here a little bit longer than that. Christy, will you come up?
Uh-oh.
Oh, and by the way, we did receive a thank you from one of the high schools. I'll pass that thank you card around. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Christy was with the district when the judgment was entered into. I'm kidding. Come on up here, Christy.
Come on.
Christy, and we missed this in April. This happened in April. Christy has been with the district 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is phenomenal.
Oh, beautiful.
Can't say happy birthday.
Yeah. So I was asking, I had to ask her
happy
the question birthday. This. Yeah.
Happy 30.
30. I asked, well, who was general manager when you were here? And Bob Berline was general manager. And I'm like, well, who was before Bob? And it was
James Gray.
And Carl Fawcett. So Christy started working when our third general manager was in office. Now, Ken's father was not on the board at that time. Ken Manning's father.
He was.
He was. So Ken Manning's father was still on the board.
The first year, 2 years of my.
And Tom Stetson was sitting there.
Yep.
Not Steve Johnson, so.
Right.
It's very, very rare today to see anyone with that much loyalty and dedication. And I have to tell you, the energy level, I don't know what the, I did meet Christie in the early 90s. I came up here and we were talking about recycled water with Central Basin and I did meet Bob and I did meet Christie. But I think the level of energy hasn't diminished in 30 years, and that's a real credit, and I can't tell you how much. I know the board appreciates Christie. I don't have to tell you guys how much value Christie brings to the district, but we're really, really pleased with her service over 30 years.
Appreciate that.
That's that level of dedication, you don't see a lot these days, so thank you.
Excellent.
And on behalf of the board of directors, we have a certificate to recognize your dedicated service, and we have.
Oh, what's that?
That's a special treat for you that you could open.
Wow.
At your leisure. There.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. You know, I don't even know where to be. This is not my retirement. I'm not going anywhere. 30 years. You know, we're starting our 60th anniversary this coming year. And it's amazing to think that I've been here 30 years, and that's half of the 60, and it's just crazy. And I couldn't do it without a wonderful board all these years, and great management. Our management team alone is, you know, fantastic. We have such a wonderful team at Upper District. Anybody is just fortunate to work here. And the board helps guide us and puts us in the right direction. And so excited. I'm excited for the next couple of years coming up.
The next 30 years, right?
The next 30, you know, we'll have to see about that. But it's always a pleasure serving everyone here, and it's a great team, really. And the producers help with that, so thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We do have a copy of the approval from Christie's mom saying that she's able to start working at such a young age. So.
Yeah, the signature from.
Well, let's take a photo here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then everyone
move
over.
I know. Sorry. President Charles. I have my heels on today.
A little more than I've been with my wife, so there you go.
A little longer.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes the general manager's report. Wow.
Nice.
So hopefully we could get that in the Aqua newsletter. Well, here's a little song for you, Christy. That's for you. And it never stops. It all stops. Which is part of the joke.
You remember that,
oh,
huh?
Yeah. The Flintstones. That's when they had cartoons back.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. All right. That concludes the general manager's report. And we'll go to item number 15, a Metropolitan Report. It's there in the packet, and if you want to add anything, you may do so.
Nothing to add, Mr. President.
Great. We'll go to item number 16, which is the Water Quality Authority Report. That is also in the packet. And then item number 17, Water Master Report, which is in the packet, and I think there's a meeting at 2 p.m.
Yep.
Is it today in Azusa?
2:30.
Yeah, 2:30. Then we'll go to item number 18, which is AB 1234 compliance reports. There's a report included, but if anybody needs to add anything, you may do so at this time. Not seen any. Then we'll go to item number 19, and we'll go ahead and
start with Secretary Fellow.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
The past 2 weeks, I've been with Tom, who was giving the State of the District reports, Rosemead last week and Arcadia last night. He did a great, outstanding job. And the council people were very engaged, I think, in both city councils, and have asked some very interesting questions, and especially in Arcadia, where they want us to become partners in an arboretum project, which I hope we'll get into. But also along with that, I was thinking, if we do that arboretum project, I'd like to get a permanent exhibit at the arboretum on Upper District, and what we do, I think, would be very appropriate. And I won't be with you for the next month. I have to be in Italy to teach June 17th, and I've been invited to Poland, so I'm going to take the month of June off, or July. And Clara's going to do my husband duty. She's been invited to do a gallery showing of some of her work in Gubbio, Italy. They take her paintings, but not mine. And so I have to be there for the opening of that and support her. And I do hope you'll all join us on August 22nd, Mr. Origi, for the Boy Scouts of Los Angeles and San Gabriel Valley have named Clara and myself Citizens of the Year. And they're honoring us and Upper District will be there. Thank you very much, and thank you, Dan, for your work you've done on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Question, was there going to be any presentation in Italy for you, for your family?
Yes.
When is that?
I'm going to be honored in Cerca, Italy in July. Cerca is where my grandfather was, and the mayor thought he would like to honor me as a distinguished Italian American.
Yes.
The work I've done. It's like they've talked to my doctor. And I'm honored to do that. I'm trying to become an Italian citizen. And finally, moving to the final step, I just have to get to the Italian council and get approval because I'm in Italy too much.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, you have to have a visa to get into the country, and I just don't want to go through all that. And
I want you to pay taxes.
Huh?
I want you to pay taxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, good news. Thank you. And then we will go to Director Trevino.
Mr. President, I just wanted to comment on the, I asked the general manager to look at the public-private partnership on funding for our office because it just, as you know, I'm very conservative about getting money from our reserves and using that reserve. So maybe there's a way for us to see about putting together a package for some private funding along with our funding for their office space, since it's going to probably run us about $11 million, $9 to $11 million. And so we need to aggressively start looking at how we're going to be able to fund that. So that's that was my concern, and I related that to the general manager.
Great, makes sense. We'll go to our vice president.
Thank you. A while back, going back to Christy, she just mentioned that it's great to work with the staff and the board. And I think one of our conversations we had once upon a time is a story where Christy says, you know, we don't select the board. We don't choose the board. The people choose the board. So we have no choice but to work with the board, whoever that may be. And she made a statement that sticks to my mind even today, as you're going to hear it, that she will treat every board member equally, regardless. And I have seen that throughout the years. I've been on and off for almost 10 years now. But through the time I've been, whether it was Valley County Water, Upper District, and in between, she's proved that to all of us, at least to me. So thank you very much. The other one, I would like to see if we can close in the journey in memory of Jack White, a resident of Baldwin Park of over 60 years. He's been a council member and a mayor of the city of Baldwin Park, as well as a school board member and president of the school board. So he passed away a couple of weeks ago. His funeral service that will be coming this coming week, so maybe we can consider closing his memory. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
I also wanted to add, I'd also like to close in honor of my cousin, Tommy Lee. He was 21, a student at the University of Connecticut, and was killed by a bus hit him on his way home with his parents. And it's very sad for the family. Very good kid, soccer star.
Okay, so those will be noted for the record. No comments. I'll save them. Other than that, we'll go to item number 20, future agenda items. Hearing none, and do we have a closed session?
No, we don't have a closed session, Mr. President.
No closed session. Any further business before the board? Seeing none, then we will be adjourned. Thank you, ladies.